American troops were pelted with potatoes as they left a Kurdish-dominated town in Syria today. The withdrawal of American troops is happening during a ceasefire that paused Turkey's offensive against the Kurds in Syria. That ceasefire is due to end tomorrow. Joining us now is retired Army Major General Paul Eaton. And General, what do you think that the U.S. should do at this point?
I believe that the entire national security apparatus of the United States has got to find their strength, find their spine, confront the president with the nature of the decision that he has made, this terrible decision to abandon our Kurdish allies, and say, Mr. President, we have got to get this thing turned around. And I don't know what he has given our national security apparatus as instructions other than bug out now, bring in the F-15s to destroy your caches and your logistics centers, and go back to Iraq and try to cobble something together there. I'm not sure what this president has done, but the result is chaos on the ground and fractured alliances.
Well, and many are saying that this is very good news for Russia and is going to give it a bigger role in Syria. Is that your sense?
Indeed. Nature doesn't tolerate a vacuum. The Russians, the Iranians, certainly, the Syrians, Bashar al-Assad is going to make hay of this. All the bad actors, all the malign actors have benefited from this president's terrible decision.
What about ISIS? What are your concerns right now about whether ISIS could actually regroup after what has happened?
Jeremy, I believe that, I share this with a lot of people, that ISIS is a movement. It's a it is a political movement as well as a dominant movement. And until you eradicate this cancer 100%, whatever is left over will metastasize. We're watching that. And ISIS is not dead. It is very much a force to be reckoned with.
So what would your advice be at this point to make sure that ISIS does not become a major threat once again to the West?
It would be status quo ante. It would be return to what General Petard did after we had to come back 2011, the leveraging of U.S. air-delivered fires, U.S. ground-delivered fires with proxy forces, reestablish our connections to the Kurds, reestablish safe zones, and essentially start over today what very serious men in uniform did back in 2015 with President Obama, and reestablish centers of security, the oil spot, if you will, and that continues to grow. We cannot allow the vacuum to be filled by malign actors.
Would it even be possible, though, to do that at this point? Would it be safe for U.S. troops to go back into places in Syria that they just pulled out of? And would anybody, including the Kurds, trust them?
That's the point. Absolutely, Jeremy. That is you're absolutely on point for this. And the president has put U.S. forces, U.S. foreign policy at great risk. And I believe that the only prudent measure is to deny malign actors that he has provided an opportunity to influence outcomes here, that we deny it and we reestablish the process. There's a book out there called Imperial Grunts by Robert Kaplan, and it outlines the enormous political influence, the enormous foreign policy influence on outcomes that just a handful of U.S. military can provide. And it picks six or seven different regions of the world. This is one of those regions where a very small number of Americans can fight this war with American strength, with our allies. And we have got to try to return status quo ante that this president has fractured so badly.
Do you think there's any chance of that actually happening, though?
This president is so impetuous. He reacts to strong men, last voice. And with the likes of the two unfortunate graduates of the class of 1986, Mark Esper and Mike Pompeo, These two are not, they don't have the throw weight to do it. It's got to be the uniformed military to present the president just how bad the situation is that he has created and to get this thing back on track. I do not trust the current appointed civilian leadership to get that hard work done.
That is retired Major General Paul Eaton, who served more than 30 years in the U.S. Army, led the training of Iraqi forces after the U.S. invasion in 2003, and is now senior advisor to Vote Vets. Thank you for speaking with us.
Jeremy, absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.